Name is Tom Olin, the driver and photographer of the bus, and this is our second tour. The first tour was an ADA restoration tour 8 years ago, and this year we're celebrating, educating, and preserving the ADA history and in the future. And I'm on the bus now here in Boulder, Colorado.
So why the bus tour? Why do you think people need to be reminded of the ADA? Is it not something that people are just living?
Well, it's not only is it living, but the law itself is a living law. It's something that is that if we don't pay attention to, like other civil rights laws, they will be taken away. They can be taken away, put it that way. They can be reduced to ineffectuality. So we have to understand it, understand the road that it took to get there. I actually was here in Denver during the time that Wade and Mike Auberger and Jim Parker, Karen Tamley, worked at Atlantis and was in contact with a lot of different organizations throughout the United States. One of the greatest things about the ADA is the inclusion of different organizations to make this law happen. And because this law did not happen exclusively at the congressional level. It came out of people being really pissed off of what was happening, why they couldn't get into a building, why they couldn't go to the shopping center with their family or get into a movie theater with their family and friends. This was a time that we wanted to be included, and there was a lot of young people that were ready to do something. They were just, I'll use the word again, pissed off. And it took that kind of energy to kind of help us get together and do demonstrations throughout the United States. Thousands of people were actually arrested and put in jail. This was a fight. This was not a civil rights law that was given to us because it was a charity thing. Yeah, this is something that we fought for, and so we need to know that. We need to know that this was not a... Right now, kids are being born that have the ADA, and there's a lot of people right now that do not remember the fight. And so we're putting that back, you know, up there.